الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وما خلقت الجن والإنس إلا ليعبدون صدق الله العظيم. The Quran Sharif says, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala did not create human beings and jinnat. And you know the meaning of the ayat. Allah Ta'ala says, we did not create human beings and jinnat except for the purpose of worship. Why Allah Ta'ala created them? Why did Allah Ta'ala create us? For the purpose of worship. So now what does worship mean? That you must hold tasbih 24 hours. Is that what it means? Or does it mean that you make namaz all the time? Whether it is makruh time or not makruh time, any time, but you must just keep making namaz. Will that be worship? Or you must fast on Eid day also and all year round. Will that be worship? Say yes, no. If somebody is very pious and he says, I want to be extra pious, so that's why I'll fast on Eid day also. Then will that be worship? So what will be worship then? To obey Allah Ta'ala and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Say all of us Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So to worship Allah Ta'ala means you must be obedient to Allah Ta'ala and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in every action of yours. That is worship. When it's time to make namaz, you make namaz. When it's time to fast, you keep fast. When it's time to make khidmat of your parents, you do khidmat and service to your parents. It's time to go to madrasa and read Quran Sharif and read your kitabs, then to do that is ibadat. To make salam sometimes is ibadat. Sometimes to say inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un is ibadat. Sometimes to say mashallah is ibadat. Sometimes to go and bring medication for your sick brother or sister or mother father is ibadat. Sometimes to make namaz is ibadat. So whatever is the hukam of Allah Ta'ala to fulfill that is what? Ibadat. And Allah Ta'ala says that's why He created us, that He must make ibadat. So now how will we know then how to make that ibadat? When is it ibadat to make namaz? When it is not ibadat? In fact, it's a sin to make namaz. When is it ibadat to fast and when it is a sin to fast? How much zakat to give? To whom you can give? How much you calculate on gold and silver? How much you calculate on other things? Now all that is, the knowledge of all that the person has to seek and acquire. So we created for ibadat. But to know what is ibadat, when it is ibadat, and what are the detailed regulations of ibadat, you have to have knowledge. If you don't have knowledge, then can you make namaz? Person doesn't know what to read. When you make Allah Akbar, then you start reading tashahud. And when he's in ruku, then he reads Surah Baqarah. And when he's in sajda, then he make qiraat or Surah Fatiha. Then will there be namaz? When he starts his wuzu, first he washes his right leg, then he makes masah of his left head, then he makes khilal of his fingers. Will that be wuzu? So what does that mean? That you have to know how to make wuzu. You have to know how to make namaz. Then only you can do it right, otherwise you can't do it right. So that is the purpose of coming to this madrasa. To learn how to read, to learn how to make wuzu, how to keep fast, what breaks your fast, how much gives zakat, and then as you grow up, then marriage, talaq, nikah, buying, selling, somebody will become a supermarket owner, somebody will go in some profession, become teacher, doctor, lawyer, engineer, somebody will become mufti sahab, qari sahab. So now in all the different places, how to obey Allah Ta'ala, what laws must you fulfill. Now to learn that, you go to the madrasa. This is not a place just for learning 1 + 1 = 2. To learn that is necessary, because you can't live in this world without knowing the basics of what they call secular education. Whereas in reality, in Islam, whatever you learn, there must be a maqsad and a good niyat. If it is the right things you are learning, then it's ibadat. Of course, there's a difference between the ibadat of namaz, the ibadat of fast, the ibadat of zakat, that is haqiqi ibadat, and all these other things, they are also considered as ibadat. The person is learning multiplication, division, addition, and his niyat is so that I can calculate and work out zakat, I can work out inheritance, I can give the person the right change. When I'm doing dealings and buying and selling, I know how to add, multiply, subtract, divide. So his niyat is right, he can turn that into ibadat. It's only Islam and the beauty of Islam that you can turn your eating, drinking, everything into ibadat. So we are in this madrasa, which is called, or school that's called, taqwa. So what does that mean? That you all are going to be the samples of taqwa. When a customer goes, or when a person goes to supply the merchants, when he takes samples with him, he doesn't take his whole shop and travel with him. If a person is selling shoes, he is selling carpet, he is selling sandals, he is selling something. So when he is going to the customers, does he have one whole shipload with him to go and show them? What he shows? He shows samples. He can't take the whole stock and go there. They will look at that sample and then they will decide whether they want to buy or they don't want to buy. If this sample or sample, whatever is the correct pronunciation, if that is good, the person likes it, then he will order more. But if he doesn't like it, then he'll tell you, get out from here, I'm not interested. Or the sample that you have brought, it is all reject stuff. Or sometime you show the right sample, but then you don't deliver the right goods, then will you accept it? The person shows from the outside the sample is very good. But when he says, okay, give me 1 dozen of this and 2 dozen of that, when you supply, now the soles are out of the shoes. Or you got the nails sticking in, so that when you wear the shoe, when you go for a 6-foot high jump, then will anybody buy that shoe? The sample you showed was very good. So you are samples of taqwa now. Now you have to show taqwa in your lives. There will be no swearing, cursing, there will be no looking at cell phone, dirty, filthy things in there. There will be no doing things which shaitan is pleased with. Parents can be watching the TVs, movies, and doing whatever they are doing. if you have the courage, then nicely you tell them that I don't think this is right. You don't become like a big preacher there. Consider yourselves to be very great now, you're making nasihat to your parents. Humbly, politely, you say, sorry, I don't think this is right in our home, it's not bringing barakat. Therefore, I can't sit and watch. I am very, very weak. I cannot take the pain and suffering of the fire of Jahannam. Put it like that. And keep yourselves away. If there's any friend, or the person who says I'm your friend, but he wants to see you fall in the gutter, then can we be a friend? The person says I'm your very dear friend, but I like you must trip and fall and crack your skull and break your bones, but I'm your dear friend, then is he a friend? Who is he then? Enemy, mashallah, you're clever people here. So if he is your enemy, if he wants your skull to crack and bones to break, then can he be your friend if he wants to see you go to the fire of Jahannam? How can that person be a friend? This world, whatever it is, if his skull cracks or his bones break, still they can patch up. They can do something. Fire of Jahannam, can anybody tolerate that? So that friend who wants to see you go fire of Jahannam, he cannot be a friend. That friend is a friend, or that person is a friend who wants to see you go to Jannat, enjoy all the ni'mat and bounties of Jannat. The beautiful lakes and streams of water and fountains and trees and fruits, and where there will be no sickness, no pain, no suffering, no hardship, nothing, enjoyment, no restriction also. Here there is a lot of restrictions, lots of orders and hukam of Allah Ta'ala, get up this time, sleep this time, make namaz, fast, do this, do that, they are nothing, enjoy yourself. So that friend wants to see you go there, he is a friend. So therefore, as you grow up in this madrasa of taqwa, then you must have the taqwa in your life. And taqwa is not standing on one leg and reading 100,000 times on tasbih, or going to that graveyard that's nearby here, dig one grave and go and sleep inside there for a few nights. Somebody asks you what is taqwa, because you are studying in school of taqwa, then say, well, dig up one grave and sleep in there for 3 nights. Why? So that you may experience what it is to be buried in the grave. And to get the proper experience, you also, for the purpose of taqwa, have to tell the people from the outside to cover you up with sand. Then you'll get a proper experience. Then where will you be after that? In the other world. So taqwa is not there. Taqwa is to stay away from sins and do what Allah Ta'ala has ordered. Simple. So alhamdulillah, Allah Ta'ala give you all that opportunity. And look at all these asatiza, all top class. You don't get such asatiza in one school for small children. For little children, don't you? So Allah Ta'ala give you a good asatiza. So make the best of the opportunity that you have been given. We are so used to words and talks and speeches that it's difficult to talk to you all. But Allah Ta'ala has fazal that what I'm telling you, it's simple to understand. I'm coming down to your level. So there will be a lot of temptations in this age of yours now. There will be a lot of temptations. In the home there's temptation, in your neighborhood there's temptation, even in the madrasa there will be temptation. In this, lot of temptation. To see evil, to listen to evil, to speak evil, to touch evil, to walk towards evil, to think of evil. All these are the temptations. Different kinds of temptation. When I was your age, then I still remember what one singer sang. the temptation will lead you into trouble and will make you cry. What temptation does leads a person into trouble. And when you are in trouble, then what do? You cry. So does anybody like to cry? Because he's going to get a beating now from his parents, or you can even get locked up for drugs, or you can be punished in some other way. Look at the number of young children, 15 years of age, 16, 12, so many of them are in prisons, so many of them are in homes, so many of them have been taken away from their parents because of their indulgence in wrong things. So you have to set the pattern, you have to set the example, you have to be the models, you have to be the ambassadors. You have to be representative of the young boys. Taqwa, when it comes into the heart, then Allah Ta'ala gives so much of ni'mats and benefits. There was one king, he heard that in India there is a tree and it's called the tree of life. What is the tree called? Tree of life. Your teachers or apas or somebody from the Masnavi, they could have given you this incident. It was called tree of life. That once you eat of the fruit of that tree, then you don't die. What he was told? But that fruit, if you eat, then you don't die. So which person likes to die? Anyone from here like to die today? Nobody. Everybody wants to live. So that king heard that you don't die, just as all of you all don't want to die. And all of us too. Nobody likes to die. Everybody wants to live. There's nothing wrong if you want to live, but you must have the niyat again, right, why you want to live. If you want to live just to eat, drink and sleep, so then the animals are doing the same thing too. You must live so that you may be able to do more ibadat, more zikr, more tilawat, more khidmat and service to people. Get more opportunity to make tawbah from sins. Any case, so he sent somebody to go to India to search for that tree of life. So this stupid went to India and searched and searched. Every person that he meets, then he tells him that I'm sent by a certain king and I'm searching for this tree of life. Tree of? So they tell him, you look like monkey, donkey number one, searching for tree of life. You look like stupid number one. There are a few asylums in our country where we can send you to if you're searching for a tree, the fruit of which you eat, you don't die. So there are some mad people houses, we can send you there. So he said, no, I've been told there is a tree of life. King said, no, search for it. But he failed, there couldn't be a tree of life where you don't die after that. So he came back. And he came back, then he met one Waliullah, a pious person. So he told that Waliullah, this king sent me there. And I searched, but I didn't find anything. So therefore, I'm going back now. What must I tell the king? He said, well, you tell the king that there is no such thing as tree of life. That alim or whoever told you that there is a tree of life, he was referring to knowledge. What he was referring to? Knowledge. He said, that is a tree of life. The tree itself is your ustad, your teachers. And the fruits of that is knowledge. So that is what gives you life and it remains with you. that is the tree of life. So you have to get from the trees of life, your asatiza, and become the fruits, or get the fruits from them. Then your life will be as if, or in reality that will be life, if you make amal on that film. Then you will be really living. And if you don't learn, or you learn but you don't practice, then it is like being dead. There's no life. So if you want to live, then what you must do? Get knowledge, and then take all that knowledge and put it in your bag and leave it in your boot of the car. Is that what you must do with that knowledge? Leave all the knowledge in the boot of the car. Just as you leave it in the boot of the car, in the same way some people leave it in the boot of their heads. Don't make amal on it. Lock it up there. They lock it up. So that knowledge must not be locked up. That knowledge which you get here now must come into the hands, into the eyes, into the ears, into the feet, into the head, everywhere that knowledge must now come. You must display that knowledge now. In sample, what do? You display the sample. Those days used to have homes in the evening, all the 5, 6, 10 travelers or reps used to come and open up the samples. And all the customers used to come one place and they see the samples and they order what they want. So that knowledge now must go into the hands, feet, and people from the outside will now see you, and then they will make up their minds whether they must follow that, what you are saying, or what. Then they will also think of sending their children for the right education. Understood? Allah will give you all ilm which is nafi, beneficial, and aql and intelligence which is kamil, perfect, and give you the tawfiq of making amal which is maqbool and accepted by Allah Ta'ala. Any questions? No questions. So then you all are the most learned scholars of the world. To help the people of Palestine, you can do a lot of things. Every person has got his own capacity to do whatever is within his capacity. Those who have got money, they can give money. Those who are doctors, they can go and help in the hospitals. Those who are teachers can go and teach those children. Those who cannot do anything else, then they can make dua. So those children who can't do anything else, they don't have the money, they're not doctors, they're not professional people, they can't go and make jihad and fight the Israelis. So their du'as are most accepted. Make deep-hearted du'as for the people of Palestine. As little children you can do that much. And encourage your people at home to contribute, to give whatever they can towards the cause. Give it to Al-Imdad or any reliable organization. There is no need for me to come here. You've got all these asatizayat, ulamaya. But with muhabbat they call, so we come here. I make dua. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina wa ala ali sayyidina Muhammad wa ala sayyidina. Ya Rahim, Ya Kareem, يا ذا الجلال والإكرام، يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. یا اللہ ان بچوں کو نیک بنا دے, صالح بنا دے, bless them with a life of taqwa, my beloved Allah. In this pool of taqwa, bless them with a life of taqwa. Let them learn what is taqwa, implement it in their lives from now, and remain all their lives in a state of taqwa. Accidental sins, give them the tawfiq of making a lot of tawbah. Ya Allah, they are still young. It is very, very easy for you, my beloved Allah, to bless them with the best of knowledge and bless them with the tawfiq of amal and bless them with maqbooliyat. Ya Allah, inko bhi qubool farma, inke asatiza ko qubool farma, inke madrasa ko qubool farma. Ya Allah, in sab ko apne nek aur maqbool bandon ke andar shumar farma. ان سب کو میرے اللہ رسول پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کے اخلاق نصیب فرما. یا اللہ, علم پر عمل کی توفیق عطا فرما. ہر قسم کے آفات سے, ولیات سے, مصائب سے, پریشانیوں سے ان کی حفاظت فرما. والدین کے لیے بھی ان کو ہدایت کا ذریعہ بنا, امت کے لیے ان کو ہدایت کا ذریعہ بنا. Ya Allah, bless them all with good health, with long life, with prosperity, with happiness. Bless them with contentment. Bless them with protection from all the fitnas and all the corruption and all the mischief. Ya Allah, protect them from the azab of this world and the azab of akhirah. My beloved Allah, bless them with your muhabbat and the muhabbat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Give them intelligence, my beloved Allah. Give them good health. Ya Allah, inko dono jahan ki balaiyon se mala mal kar de. Whatever sicknesses, diseases, pain and suffering they may be having, remove it with your fazl and kindness. All these were teaching you, Ya Allah, bless them with ikhlas in the teaching. Make it maqbool. Bless them with the best of rewards in this world and akhirah.